From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenyans are voting in a second presidential election after the first one, August 8, was declared null and void over widespread irregularities. Many polling stations are reported closed and some only with light turnout amid an opposition boycott. Wednesday, opposition leader Raila Odinga urged his supporters to not just stay away but refrain from violence.
Do not castigate any person or any community. Do not look at your brother or sister with suspicion. He or she is as much of a victim as you. If your neighbor support this twosome, do not insult or assault them.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. President Uhuru Kenyatta addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging his countrymen to cast ballots and then go home and avoid disruption.
I say that after you vote, and I have said this before, please go home. Go back to your neighbor. Remember that in spite of their origin, your neighbor is your brother. Your neighbor is your sister.
The U.S. expressed its deep concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Kenyan Electoral Commission, urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, Madrid is poised Friday to impose direct rule on the Catalonia region following an independence referendum October 1st that the government declared was illegal. Monash University analyst Carlos Uxa in Australia said there is little doubt the Spanish Senate will proceed with a vote to impose direct rule.
To be approved, you need the majority in the Senate, and the ruling party, the Partido Popular, has that majority, so they don't even need to discuss with other parties. They have said that it will go ahead no matter what the Catalan government does.
This is VOA News. New airport security measures for inbound flights to the U.S. are to take effect Thursday, with some passengers to be subjected to interviews. They're expected to result in delay and confusion. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based airline Ratings.com.
So there's going to be a range of complications, and it depends on how airlines deal with this, whether they do the questionnaire at check-in or whether they do it prior to boarding.
The ban was imposed after the new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices, imposed after U.S. intelligence discovered Islamic State and Al-Qaeda were looking for ways to plant bombs inside laptop computers. In Turkey, 8 rights activists were freed from jail near Istanbul by a court early Thursday, among them German national Peter Studner.
We feel really happy about what happened. To speak of me, I'm really grateful, and I can say we are really grateful for everybody who supported us legally, diplomatically, and with solidarity.
They're part of a group of 11 who still await a verdict on terrorism charges and face up to 15 years in prison, a case that's drawn international condemnation as Turkey cracks down on those suspected of taking part in last year's failed coup. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said she told South Sudanese President Salva Kiir in Juba Wednesday the U.S. has lost trust in his government for continuing the country's civil war, and that she said that trust needs to be regained.
I didn't come here to talk. I came here to basically say the time for action is now. We're not waiting anymore. We need to see a change, and we need to see it right away.
Haley said she told Mr. Kiir the U.S. was at a crossroads, and every decision going forward will be based on his actions. Thailand is in the midst of an elaborate 5-day Buddhist funeral for the late King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who reigned for 70 years in preparation for the monarch's cremation. Thousands lined the streets of Bangkok's royal quarter to witness the procession from the king's palace, where his body's been kept since he died last October at the age of 88, to the cremation site. Thousands of pages of long-classified documents about the investigation into the assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released to the public Thursday. The documents contained in more than 3,000 files reportedly contain multiple references to assassin Lee Harvey Oswald in Mexico City, where he traveled in September 1963, 2 months before he shot and killed Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. Houston Astros came back to defeat the host Los Angeles Dodgers Game 2 of the best-of-7 World Series of North American Major League Baseball Game 3 scheduled Friday in Houston. In the largest city of the state of Hawaii, Honolulu, pedestrians caught crossing the street while looking at a mobile electronic device will face a fine up to $99. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.